الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى أو كما قال مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. My respected ulama, seniors, hufaz in Islam, with the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find ourselves to be in a deen which contains no obscurity or no forms of mysteriousness. Everything is clear, everything is defined, everything is located, everything is identified. Whereas the religions of other people are obscure and they are somewhat confused. With the deen of Islam, not only in as far as our worldly affairs are concerned, or not only in as far as what is visible to us is concerned, even the life to come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clarified to us what to expect. True, we have problems, we have difficulties. That is the nature of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. He says, Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. I want to see who amongst you conducts himself and executes the best of deeds. That is your mission in life. That you execute the best of amal, the best of deeds. There are 7 stages in the journey to the Akhirah. The very first journey, which we all should have concern for, is to cross the bridge of Maut, where, how, when, what condition will we find ourselves in when Malikul Maut comes calling? The choice is ours, mind you. It's not to say that you don't have a choice. Whilst we have life, if we choose a life that is in accordance to the wishes and the pleasures of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala has promised us, سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. The life and the death of the pious people are unlike the life and the death of transgressors. Make no mistake about it. What we sow now, we are going to reap at the time of Maut. And narrate an incident which we heard from our Shaykh Mullah Masoolah Rahmatullah Ali. He says that Mullah Thani Rahmatullah Ali came to Jalalabad Sharif. And it so happened that there was a very wealthy, provident person who was extremely unwell. People suggested that, Hazrat, let's go there and visit him. Accordingly, Mullah Thani Rahmatullah Ali went to visit this particular sick person. And he was in the last stages of his worldly life. Well, Thani of Plani stood there, recited some ayat, etc. And as he was about to depart, this person stretches his hand and he says, don't go. Vajjao. Thani Rahmatullahi was obviously surprised and taken aback. Stood for a little while more, recited some more ayat of the Quran Kareem. And as he's again about to move away from there, this person cries out again, Unko mat jaane do, don't let him go. People are surprised. Maa Thani Rahmatullahi eventually excuses himself here to carry on. This person says, before Maulana Thani Rahmatullahi entered into this room here, I saw four people carrying a cage made of fire. And they were pointing at me. And as Maulana Thani Rahmatullahi entered the room in order to visit me, those people sort of were telling me, we're coming back for you. Just watch it. That is the reason I did not want him to leave the room. Thereafter he passed away. After this was related to Maulana Thani Rahmatullahi, he made an investigation, tell us something about the life of this person. And this came to light that he was a very prominent, wealthy person. And when he was in his prime, there was a mandir that was going to be built. The Muslims were unhappy about it for whatever reasons it was, but he actively supported the collection and in fact contributed to the construction of the mandir. He planted in his life then. He reaped at the time of more. In accordance to our amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, inshallah, with his fadl and karam, not on the basis of our amal, but with his on the basis of his fadl and karam, inshallah, thumma inshallah wa ta'ala, give us a more with izzat and afiyat and above all with iman. That is the first bridge to the akhirah. The second one is what happens in the qabr. And all of us have to negotiate that qabr. All of us are going to go through the process of a qabr. That which the Sharia has clarified and made known unto us what to do in order to beautify our qabr. To place nur in that qabr. To give sadaqah, to make tilawat. We are concerned, and rightly so, that in the event some harm befalls my property, how will I recuperate? And how will I regain my losses? By Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was so desirous for this ummah, that a qabr must be secured, that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his no wish known, that I wish every mu'min can buy hard Surah Mani'ah. Surah Mani'ah is known as Surah Mulk. That the recitation of Surah Mulk every night will be a means of the adab of the qabr being warded off. That is the second stage which we have to travel through. The choice is ours. Either we go and sleep as if there's no Allah watching us. Either we go and sleep as if we are certain we will lie in that same bed tomorrow night. Either we go and sleep as if Malikul Maut is gone on leave. He does not know about our existence. Or either we go and sleep with Maut under our pillow, hoping upon hope that, Ya Allah, this little that I've done, with your mercy and your fadl again, let it come in handy for me in that particular second stage of my journey towards the Akhirah. Then there is a third stage of the journey. And that stage had such an impact on the heart of Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when that third stage would be made mention, he would sob profusely and at times he would fall even unconscious. When the ayat was recited, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, oh, you transgressors. Move aside. Be away from these people that were obedient unto Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would hear this ayah and he would fall down. what will our condition be on the day of Qiyamah? Which company will we be placed in on the day of Qiyamah? Either we are with the Fir'auns, may Allah Ta'ala save us, or with the Qaruns in Haman. And wallah, there we may cry out that I was not of the ummah of Fir'aun. I was not the ummah of Musa al-Islam. I am the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where are you herding me towards those people? It will be told. You never read the salah. You imitated them in being disobedient unto Allah Ta'ala, and you go and you stand with them today. This is also by choice. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person will be with whom he loves on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. If we love the salihin, the sadiqin, we love the ulama, we love the awliya, we seek, we yearn for the companionship. Then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will place us amongst those type of people. Otherwise, the alternative is to be in a company of such people with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry on the day of Qiyamah. That is the third stage in the journey of the Akhirah. And it's something which we must worry about. The fourth stage is the stage where our deeds will be scaled. ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا. Allah Ta'ala told us, explained it. There's no ambiguity in the Sharia. Clear, very clear. Everything has been laid out in front of us. The scales will be established. And each and every one will have to come individually in front of that scale. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. How we had created you singular, alone, alone. You have to come in front of Allah Rabbul Izzah. The deeds will be weighed. Each single deed will be weighed. Each single niyat will be weighed. Each single whisper will be weighed. Each single cent will be weighed. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Allahu Akbar. What a sight it would be. When a person observes those scales and he sees the scale tilting, the scale of goodness tilting, getting heavy, with the deeds and the amal that he had done in his worldly life. The subhanallahs he had recited. The salah that he went out in a cold, in the dark to perform, the sabr he had exercised, the patience he had towards his wife, when perhaps she had made him angry. Every single deed is placed on its scale. On the other hand, in fact simultaneously, the left side of the scale will also be filled with whatever evil deeds we have to our name. Lies, ghibat, slander, being careless about the Sharia, not observing the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the evil deeds will be weighed. And how will a person's heart be at that time, if perchance he had to see the scales of evil, his evil dropping and becoming heavier than his righteous scales? That is the fourth stage of the day of Qiyamah. The fifth one. To answer unto Allah Rabbul Izzah. لا يسألوا عما يفعلوا وهم يسألون. No one is going to ask Allah Ta'ala in question. Allah Ta'ala is going to pose the question. The one whom so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to destroy, his account will be taken in detail. Allah Ta'ala will want to know, and Allah Ta'ala will query, and Allah Ta'ala will interrogate him. And the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to have raham upon, he'll also be asked, but in a very superficial, kind way. Like how you tell your worker, whom you perhaps have a lot of affection for, you know, you never came to work again. But don't worry, man. I know you. You're working hard. There must be something or the other that cropped up. You asked him also. You gave him an answer also. But you asked him also. Same way. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the siddiqeen, and those who are obedient unto Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a very, very easy manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question them also, and فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. The golden word is يَسِيرًا. That is the word. Easy reckoning. This year is the fifth stage of the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. The sixth one. You know, after people write examinations, they are given their reports. Sometimes the report comes through the post, sometimes it's in a newspaper. And how people are eager, and perhaps they cannot sleep properly at night, and they wait the entire night. When will the newspaper come out so I can get my results? You want to see your results? The sixth one is the results. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. The results will be thrown and scattered. The reports will be thrown and scattered. And it will come flying. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Another ayah, كِتَابًا مَنْشُورًا. These are words from the Quran al-Kareem. If it comes towards the right, it is a sign. You are graduating to Jannah. You are graduating to Jannah. Not to a university of the world. Or not to any other profession. You are going to taste and kiss the ultimate success. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. The great success. And Allah Ta'ala forbid, if that report comes towards the left, or it comes behind the back, it is a sign that you are doomed. You are a wretched, miserable soul, doomed. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِشِمَالِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَهُ. Man will scream out, I wish I wasn't given this particular book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهُ. And I wish I never knew what the state of my accounts were. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهُ. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهُ. My wealth can be of no avail to me today. The properties that I had, the vehicles I had, the shops that I had, the bank balances that I had. Not a single cent can come to my help today. That is the sixth stage of the stages of the day of Qiyamah. Then there is one last stage. The crossing of the Pool Sirat. If a person crosses the Pool Sirat, and the Pool Sirat, it has been stated, is but a reflection of the Sharia. Thin is a blade. Thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade. To walk on that Sharia in this world. To walk upon that Sharia. Whosoever walked upon it, firmly with steadfastness and sincerity, inshallah is going to cross the Pool Sirat with ease and comfort. Under that Pool Sirat lies Jahannam. Beyond that Pool Sirat lies what else besides Jannah. So the choice is ours. لا يظلم ربك شيئا. Allah Ta'ala don't make zulm upon anyone. Allah Ta'ala knows our addresses. We seem to forget. And Allah Ta'ala knows the cars we drive. We seem to forget. And Allah Ta'ala knows where our eyes roam. We seem to forget. And Allah Ta'ala knows what we attach our ears to. We seem to forget. And Allah Ta'ala knows what we whisper and we utter and what we speak. We seem to forget. And Allah Ta'ala knows what lies in our heart, and we seem to forget. We waste and squander our time. We are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wake up in the morning as if there's no Allah for the balance of the day in my life. There's no need to perform salah. There's no need for a single istighfar. There's no need for a single durood to Nabi Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no need for me to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no Allah in our life for the entire next 24 hours, or perhaps it will be for the entire week till we come for the next Jummah. How are we going to then negotiate successfully these seven stages of the Akhirah? There's still time. Allah Ta'ala loves Tawbah. We make Tawbah. We must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has a lot of muhabbat for us. More than what we love ourselves, Allah Ta'ala loves us. More than what we can forgive one another, Allah Ta'ala forgives us. Allah Ta'ala is always waiting for us. But are we also prepared to walk? Are we also prepared to say that I want to help myself? Are we also prepared to turn our backs away from the dunya? Earn from the dunya, no problem with the end. But let a shadow of a cent not even fall upon the heart. Not even a shadow of the sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all hidayat in me, tawfiq, to appreciate our lives, to appreciate our deen, this beautiful deen that has taught us all this year. No deen can teach us this year. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillah.